All right, we are live for Horror Makes Us Happy live chat number 24. I have not turned over the camera yet. 1 second. All right, now we got the cameras on. Oh, today is just all kinds of late starts. Oh, I can hear the
technical difficulties Sunday. Yes. Yay.
And oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guest that we had planned today, unfortunately, we have to reschedule and do like a troubleshooting call because their audio, for whatever reason, was not working. And speaking of technical difficulties, now my camera just went on the shit. So, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's mercury in the Gatorade.
Yeah. There we go. Mm-hmm. All right. Mercury. Camera's back on. Yeah. Oh, man. Sunday. Well, happy 4th of July for those who are in the United States. Well, yes, technically, but anyway. I was going to comment for those, in the U.S., because we do have guests or listeners from overseas as well. Hello, Basement of Horrors.
They're all ahead of us.
Yes. Let's see. What was I going to say? Complete brain fart. Yes. So the guest, we're going to have to reschedule on that. So shifting gears here, I guess we will instead just you and I have a little chat until 9 o'clock and then hop over to the Discord. But par for the course, I guess, would start with what you've watched this week.
Porn.
Or do you
lots and lots of porn.
It's a good thing this is not a four children channel.
What have I watched this week, though? Anything new? I started watching the He-Man remake. It is actually good. I just didn't finish it because I fell asleep because I'm an old man now. I do that.
Yes. Not that there wouldn't be any other reasons that you would fall asleep.
That was awesome.
Yes.
It's anxiety medication. It's prescribed. It's a prescription.
Yes.
Also revisited a couple of classics just for the hell of it. And discrepancies. Interesting discrepancies. So occasionally while working, I'll just throw something on YouTube in the background. And I'm sometimes surprised pleasantly by the things I find on there for free. And in this case, surprisingly with the content.
Were you surprised?
Freeway. Freeway is a movie with Kiefer Sutherland, Reese Witherspoon? Renee Zellweger? No, Reese Witherspoon. That one.
Okay.
The one from Legally Blonde.
Yes.
And it's a great movie. I've had it for a while, but apparently I've always had the theatrical cut, and on YouTube was the director's cut with all kinds of shit I had never seen in the original movie, like graphic language, fucking lots of CNX Tuesdays were dropped. There was some very graphic imagery with Grandma later on, and I'm just like shocked to know that this content is in this story that I've watched several times, and also shocked that I found this on YouTube of all places for free. So, yeah. Thanks, YouTube.
Yeah, when we were doing the Saturday night movie streams, there were, I was just doing what was freely available on YouTube, and I was surprised by some of the things that they had on there too. But what really annoyed me was that they would put movies on there for, live viewing, but they would change them in under a week. Like, they'd only have them up there for a couple days. So, like, what we were doing on the Discord server is I'd throw this poll up that says, here are 10 movies that we could pick from. Everybody vote for which one you want to see. And people would vote for one, and then I would go to stream it, and it's no longer available. And it's like, well,
yeah.
The hell is the point of that?
It's a rotating schedule, man. You got to keep it interesting. You got to...
Right. Anyway.
Yeah, I have noticed that as well. Yeah, it was that one, and then also watched The Exorcist 3, the one with Brad Dourif in it. Mm-hmm. Fucking fantastic film.
Yes.
One's great. We don't talk about two. And three is great. And then there's the rest, which are like the newer ones. Kind of like No, I was going to say kind of like the Evil Dead franchise, but we definitely talk about Evil Dead 2. That's one of the best ones.
Yes. Exorcist 3 has a sample in it that is in one of my favorite drum and bass songs. You know which one I'm talking about.
Evil Intent, the final battle between heaven and hell approaches. That one? Yeah.
Approaches. Actually, there are
so many samples in that. No, it was I Believe in You. I Believe in Slime Stink.
No, the one I'm actually, so this is the third one. I think it's 1-800-CONTACT is the name of the song, but the sample is the one where it's the John Donne poem. Oh, I thought you were looking at something else. Sorry. The John Donne poem of about death. Thou canst kill me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was in there, too. Yes. And that was one of the first scenes where you were introduced to Brad Dourif's Gemini Killer.
Just, right.
God damn, did he nail that performance. Yes. It was so good.
Yes.
The way they pitched his voice down to make him sound evil, like, that's a gimmick that you've seen in a lot of different possession and exorcism movies. But that, combined with Brad Dourif's acting skills, just chef's kiss.
Yes.
I think Exorcist 3 might be my favorite Exorcist movie. I know the one's the classic, and it's probably going to be blasphemy to some fans out there, but I like 3 the best.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if I've ever seen one all the way through, which, again, you know, blasphemy being on a horror podcast, but you're the horror fan. I'm the psych guy.
I only recently watched it all the way through.
Because you kept falling asleep.
That do be happening.
Well, anyway, what I was going to say is, for me, it's 3 because of the samples. Although I also should probably say that I haven't seen any of the other movies either. So,
2 is weird. 2 gets a lot of crap because it's weird, and it's got weird writing, and it's got weird, like, scene change decisions. I mean, 3 was kind of weird with the, he's not a priest. I think he's a detective following the case of some murders, and he has these weird dreams where he's in heaven, and one of them is very interesting because he sees his priest friend who's in the hospital in one of these dreams where he's in, like, it's almost like a purgatory. He's in, like, heaven's waiting room. And he goes to his friend. He's like, I wonder, are you dreaming too? And he's like, no, I'm not dreaming. like, to give him this foreboding tone, because he finds out the next day that his friend has now been killed while in his hospital room. So he saw him in the purgatory dream, not because he was also dreaming, but because
he was dead. That's sad. For those who are hearing the background noise, that is our friend Sarah, who's hanging out in the room with Chris.
She coughed once. No need to call her out. Say hi, Sarah.
It's also the unwrapping of the food and stuff like that. But I thought I would throw that out there because this being live, it means that I'm not going to be able to go back and edit that. So, anywho, she's hanging out in the background. In the news, we have talked a bit about this on the Discord server, the Nightborne trailer, the one with Ron from Harry Potter. Weasley, what the hell's his name?
I think it's Ron Weasley. Yeah, the ginger.
Well, I was going to say Rupert Grint. I had to pull up the article to get his real name. I wanted to say Rupert, but I wasn't 100% positive what the last name was. Anywho, that looks like a good trailer.
I don't think I saw that one, actually.
No, I thought you did see it.
Started watching it. What was the name of that one again?
The movie is Nightborne.
Nightborne?
Yes.
Is it a vampire thing, I'm guessing?
That is not 100% clear in the trailer, although it looks like she is feeding her baby blood, so there's some element of that.
It's a vampire thing.
Hard to describe. I put it in the Folkhorror channel because there are some elements of Folkhorror in there, too. I guess I could say it because it was in the trailer, but where you would have a baby's belly button, it looks like there are tree rings.
So he's Naruto?
I don't know. I don't remember seeing that in Naruto. Excuse me. But yeah, I'm guessing there's something not quite vampire related there. It's folk, but not necessarily vampire.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, I guess, you know, bloodletting and blood feeding can be a lot of different things.
Right. So that looks interesting. The other thing I saw that I thought was interesting is they're making a movie of Siren Head.
Yeah, I heard about that. So, and that tracks. Like, you know, we've got Backrooms, and wasn't there another movie that was made out of a creepypasta? Was Slender Man, which didn't exactly succeed very well, but Backrooms? Getting a lot of good. It did well.
Yes.
So now we're just doing all the creepypastas. So that means we're going to get a Siren Head movie. Let's see. What else?
Well, we were talking offline about SCP. There's issues with that because of the licensing. But I think there are some small.
I just figured that as a lost cause. Like, SCP is. SCP to me is like. Well, apparently it's not impossible. I was going to say crossed in a movie, but apparently they are working on that. Certain things, I think, either it's too complex and too involved of a plot for them to make it into a film adaptation, or too much for them to do a good job of it.
I mean, it all depends on budget, right? Well, maybe not all depends, because, you know, there's also a skill level. But what we were talking about before we got recording here was I have seen, I don't know the name of the company because it was a couple of weeks ago, it slipped my mind, but there's a group of people who put together like a 5-minute short, and they're also doing a Kickstarter to do a full-length feature film. And the quality was actually very good. You know, it's feature film worthy quality, but the issue that you and I were talking about before we got going was that the major studios probably aren't going to do anything related to SCP, because I believe SCP is, I don't know their exact name of the license, but it's kind of like open source. You know, you don't necessarily own the rights to what you make. Don't quote me on this, because I'm not schooled on it, but I know there's something related to there with the rights and derivative work and stuff like that, where the big name studios probably wouldn't want to get involved because they wouldn't be able to control the assets the way that they would want to once the work is done. But that doesn't mean that fans can't create stuff. And in this case, this is the 5-minute short that I was talking about, that there's some group of people that is putting something together. So, you know, there's the possibility that something could be really cool. We're just gonna have to wait and see, but it's probably not gonna come from a major studio. That's all.
Yeah. Bad. And Siren Head could be good. Do we have any info on who's directing it and who's gonna be in it?
Pull it back up. Zach Kreger is attached.
Oh,
yes.
He's attached. See, you got me with it. What does that mean? Is he like producing or executive producing? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, it just says he's part of the team. Brian Duffield, who was involved with Spontaneous and Whale Fall.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, beyond that, I don't know. But I think it's cool because we've interviewed Trevor Henderson. So it's kind of cool to see him have some success. Yeah. You and I have talked about how...
That's right. I forgot Siren Head was his original creation. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's always cool to me when any of our former guests, you know, getting to watch to see what they get up to after we've talked to them. It's always a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. So, did you get Trevor Henderson on the live stream?
We're working towards that. I think you and I have talked about this, that I'm basically started with season one, and we're moving forward through the seasons to invite everybody to come back. We're currently talking to people from season four. So I think Trevor was next season. So we've still got a couple weeks worth of people scheduled. So I will be reaching out to the people in season five soon. But yeah, be cool to have him come back. What else? Dario Argento is going to be making a new movie. Yeah, right.
Dario Wario? Mario?
I don't even know where to go with that.
That was technically a movie quote. It was from Tragedy Girls.
Okay. You watch some of the weirdest shit, man. Ow. Oh, my back.
Ah, see, that's what you get for laughing at me. Ah.
Oh, man. What's up, Trungus?
Yeah.
No, I was just saying.
Like I said, you didn't miss much.
No.
Another thing I saw in horror news. Mm-hmm. So, Pitfall is not about the Atari game.
Okay.
Which is good, because I watched the trailer, and it looks pretty cool. It's like a survival kind of horror. Like, there's a hunter who's just kind of laid claim to a certain patch of woods, and these hikers, they're going through there. They fall in pitfalls like a tiger trap with spikes at the bottom. But they named the movie Pitfall, and Hungry just came out. So, like, seeing that, I'm just like, are these people going to be swinging across pits with alligators below them? Like, is this another video game film? No, it's just shares the title. So Pitfall is good.
I don't know if we were on the live stream last time when we were talking about this, or if it was something they were bullshitting about before getting on the live stream. But, well, I didn't bring this up, I don't think, in the conversation, whether it was on the live stream or not. But my thought on that is that even if they were to do something based on the movie, that would... It would have to be such a freaking stretch, because there's like nothing to that game. There's like
not really. Four that is screens. The entirety of the game. Like, yeah. You swing across pit with alligator in it.
Yes.
You make it across screen.
Right.
You win.
Right. So, you know, I just don't see there being much to relate to that.
Battleship. They've made game adaptations into movies with less.
Good point. I completely forgot about that.
Not to say Battleship was a good movie, in any right.
No, you're right. I don't disagree.
What?
I said, no, you're right. I don't disagree. Oh, are you just trying to get me to, to repeat that?
Yes. Mark. I screen recorded it. Gonna fucking frame it.
I have nothing. There's nothing saying that I can't be wrong. It just doesn't happen often. That's all.
Okay.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Well, that's not completely true. There have been times where, and you know this,
you can't even agree with yourself. Look at this.
Give me a second to get the sentence out.
Okay.
I was gonna say there have been times in the editing process where I'll disagree with you something on in an interview, and then through the editing process, now I have that moment to go look it up, so I'm not interrupting the interview, and have found, oh no, he was right. So I'll send you a message and be like, oh yeah, you're right about this thing. So,
of course, save those two. Frame them. They're on my fridge.
I wouldn't doubt it. Oh. The other thing that I had pulled up to potentially chat about kind of ties in with something you had commented on a minute ago. I was going to throw out there that Steven Spielberg is getting back into the horror thing. Apparently he's producing something related called Mandela Catalog, based on a series of YouTube videos. I just was going to bring it up because I think it's cool that Steven Spielberg is getting back into horror, but you were saying a minute ago about wondering what else is going to be, like what other viral hits man, I'm struggling with words today. You know, what other viral stuff is Hollywood going to kind of dip their toe into? And so this would kind of touch on that. I have not seen this Mandela Catalog thing, so I don't even know what it's referencing.
It could be the Mandela effect, like the whole Berenstain Bears thing.
That's my guess based on that word being in the title, but I have no idea. I've never seen it, so. But
Spielberg.
Yeah, come exactly. Back. Exactly.
Didn't he do something else recently, too? There was something that Spielberg is... Oh, fucking Disclosure Day, which I have not seen yet, but I have heard disappointing things. Like, for instance, the aliens are barely in it.
That might be a good thing.
Eh, yeah, maybe it's like... I mean, the shark was barely in Jaws, so... Was
right.
Shark was Spielberg, wasn't it? Or Jaws was Spielberg, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay, well, who directed Shark? Who directed the Shark movie simply called Shark? Because you know it's out there.
No idea. Although, funny that you bring that up, because I was redoing the YouTube thumbnails earlier today and did the one for Tim Ritter, and it's the picture of him with his with one of the sharks in that movie.
Nice.
Mm.
Just Shark. Not Shark Tale.
Shark
Not
Tale.
Not Shark the Woo-hoo. Storm.
Sorry.
Oh, God. And the TV series, Shark Night. There's a Life movie from 1969 called Shark. I believe that's probably just a documentary of some sort. Also nice.
69. Yeah.
There does not seem to be a horror movie just called Shark. Damn it. 2021. Shark. It's a short.
Hmm. Okay.
Hmm. Hmm. I don't know, man. Looks like an untapped market. We should make a full-length feature film called Shark. And it's just 90 minutes of the opening credits of Jaws with the cello theme. Just that for 90 minutes. Like a slow anticipation.
You have absolutely no idea what just happened on my end, but it's hilarious. And because OBS is recording what happens from my end, that's probably going to go on the live stream.
Mm, fun.
But right when you did your little hand wave, the video just started glitching really badly.
Please don't tell me it paused with me with my hand raised in the air.
It did, briefly.
Oh, God.
But also your voice glitched out, too.
Oh, good, good. I'm fucking glitch Nazi.
Well, the cool thing was that it fit in with what you were saying. So, anyway. You can go back and watch it on the stream later. Shark versus helicopter? Ray apparently has seen a movie called Shark versus
Shark
helicopter.
Shark versus helicopter. Who won?
Depends on the shark, I guess.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I do remember that one now. Yeah, yeah. Shark one.
Of course.
That was going. Shark versus helicopter. Shark versus people.
I mean, if it was
shark
like
versus
the
plot.
Well. All of them are shark versus plot.
True. And I remember the name. It was Deepwater?
Why does that sound familiar? Sharktopus.
That was another Asylum one that we don't talk about that.
For those who are going to hear this later on the podcast, yeah, the chat's kicking out other shark-related names, movies. Some of which we will not talk about.
Yeah. I mean, I remember titles, I just don't remember which one was which. Like, they all blend together. There's
exactly.
Deep Water, there was Chum, there's fucking...
Open Water.
Open Water was an older one. I think Dangerous Animals is the last good shark movie I saw. Before that, Under Paris was pretty good.
What about Sharknado?
Look, Sharknado is in a different category where it's okay to be bad, and they are one of the best bad films there is. They're like just below Birdemic.
Or Zombievers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. So what else is going on?
What else?
I sent out the most recent newsletter and book. Sent out our fifth book for the book and DVD giveaway. This one is going all the way out to India. Yes. Earlier when I mentioned us having fans all over the world now. Yes. So, hello, Mira, if you hear this. You checking up on the chat?
Yeah. Keeping dabs on stuff, you know.
You get to pull your...
you can edit that later.
Yeah, for the fans who have never heard this before, Chris does an excellent Rick Sanchez impersonation.
No, I can't do it if you put me on the spot. I just... Look, I am a very flatulent person, and I will occasionally just burp mid-sentence, because...
And keep talking through the burp, just like Rick does.
Better out than in.
Well... So yes, that that often gets edited out of the interview calls. But
I don't do it so much on the interview. It's usually just on the live streams. No.
Right. Yes. But this this is the first time I think that it's propped up on the live chat. Anyway, what else? What else is new? We finally passed 800 members on the Discord server, so that's cool.
We did.
Yes.
That's an insane domain. We're like nearing 1,000 now. So
we are.
Close. Great. We should do an event
for
the 1,000th member.
We could. No idea what we're gonna do.
We should do a giveaway. The 1,000th member gets a free rhinoceros.
Sure.
Okay, leopard seal.
Well,
you have to go catch the leopard seal, but you get it for free.
Right. Yes. If you can catch it yourself, you get to keep it.
Public disclaimer, please do not go to attempt to catch any wild leopard seals. They will kill you.
Yes, potentially. Speaking of celebrations, or what was the other thing? Shit, I had it on the tip of my tongue.
Was it shit?
No. Fuck, what were we just talking about a second ago?
America is 250 years old.
There's that. True. Damn it. I lost it. We're talking about 1,000th. Oh, for the giveaway. The books. That's what I was going to say. We'll probably do something special for Christmas because coming back from StokerCon, I brought like 20 books back from StokerCon to add to the pile that I already have. Like, we've got 35 books to give away. So, like, if we just keep doing one a month, it'll take us
3 years.
Yeah, 3 years. But also, for those who
are... That's quick maths.
Yes. For those who are listening, if you have not yet signed up for the mailing list and the book giveaway, please do, because there's only like 20 people on the mailing list right now, so you're pretty much
free shit.
Yeah,
like, we even pay shipping and handling, even when we ship it to places like India, apparently. That looks like a bad Jack spasm. That's not good.
Oh yeah, that was real bad timing. Wow. I was just trying to uncross my legs and move my feet. That my back did not like that.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, sorry for the listeners who just got to witness hear that. I almost threw out my back a couple days ago, but it was like right on the edge where like I caught it before I threw my back out. But it's been really tight for the last couple days, and so I've been nursing it and. Things like that happen, although that's probably the worst thing that has happened since I almost threw it out a couple days ago. That was not fun.
That sounded like a bad one. I think I recommend ice and then hot. That's
After this ends, I'm going to be making myself a very strong drink is what I'm going to be doing.
That'll all smell.
Wow. That was not fun. Anywho.
Didn't look fun.
Rick said, "I thought that was a reaction to shipping to India."
fuck, it's right. It's going to cost so much to ship to India.
Oh, yeah. Oh, making me hurt to laugh. Ow. Oh, yes, that too. Oof. So, yes, join the mailing list. We've only got like 20 people on the mailing list so far. So if you're entering, you're almost guaranteed to win something.
Do not join the mailing list and order all 34 books at once, because then Steve will have to lift all 34 books.
Well,
it's not a good time.
You're only going to win one a month, so that's not going to happen.
It's 35 to win. Whatever the number is.
Yes. What else we got going on? Where are you at on the webcomic?
Still chunking away at this current edition of chapter 2 of Snares of Lexa. I am almost done with page 10. I should probably upload some, because I think the actual live webcomic is still on page 3. Mm-hmm.
So you're a little behind posting.
I'm a little behind posting. Yeah. I'm probably going to do a... I think I'm going to try and finish up page 10 tonight, and... then I just still have to do the frames of all the frames, because I do that sketch framing thing around each comic frame. But who knows? Maybe Monday there will be just a giant image dump of a whole bunch of updates on Lexa.
Yay.
You can tune in tonight on the Discord server if you want to watch me scramble to finish one last page.
How many like comic book pages are on each of your... quote unquote pages, because I know it's not one to one.
No, it's a long vertical page format, and they end up being like 3 to 4 pages.
That's what I thought
of actual comic size. Right. So, yeah, so that's this is gonna be a big book once I finally finish.
Well, not only that, but what I was gonna say is once you do upload your backlog, because you said you're on like page 10 now, and it's only got 3 on the website, so 7 times roughly that's like 28 pages of content.
True. It's a lot.
Yes. So, get to uploading.
No, I'm not doing it.
God damn it. I was about to say that. Yeah. About to say, I knew you were going to say that. Oh, my back twinged. Oh, man.
You should get an adjustment. Have somebody jump on your back.
Yeah, right. Break it, I think I'll pass. Yeah.
Then you'll get your back broken, and then you'll get to go to the hospital, and you'll be like, new back, please. And they'll be like, would you like robot or...
extra spicy?
Extra spicy. One replacement back, please. Yes. Hold the jalapenos.
Right, yes. Oh, God, could you imagine? Like somebody doing back surgery, and then they come in and... haven't just, you know, had lunch and jalapeno oil on my fingers. Mm-hmm. And then you've got it inside you and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah. I don't think those are the kind of surgeons you want to go to.
Probably not.
It's a discount surgery.
Yes.
Sometimes they just drop foreign objects inside you and they can...
So you back up.
Where the hell is my poblano?
Oh, God. I thought you were talking about like forceps and stuff like that. Because that has happened.
Yeah. In the show Archer, they sewed a beer can up inside someone by mistake.
I don't remember that episode, but okay. Was it empty or full?
Half.
Oh, God.
That's why Krieger had to back in to get it. He's like, God damn it. I wasn't done with that thing yet.
Aww. Yeah.
That was the robot legs episode. Yeah, Ray was in a wheelchair, so they gave him robot legs. And then Arthur, of course, hated him because he hates robots.
Yes, of course. Transitive property. Yes.
Yes.
Well, the other thing that we could talk about is Patreon. We haven't pitched the Patreon or our side projects in quite a while.
Yeah.
Oh, still shooting for our goal of just paying the bills on Patreon. So if anybody is in the mood to chip in a dollar or two there, you can do that. Or we've also got the Buy Me a Coffee thing if you want to do a one-time donation. As a matter of fact, Sarah was kind enough to donate a little bit for two coffees worth.
Hey, you bought us a coffee, huh? Thank you.
It was a while ago, actually.
Steve said you bought us a coffee. Oh, it was a while ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like years ago.
Well, thank you. Years ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have we been doing this for years?
We have. We're in our sixth year now.
Time is a flat circle.
Yes.
All right?
Nothing's real.
Nothing's real.
Right.
This is...
It's all imaginary. All imaginary.
It's all a hologram that's part of a dream that's inside of a Taco Bell Crunchwrap inside your brain.
7-layer. I thought you were going to say inside of 7-layer burrito. Mm. Just
that's the Dante version.
Right.
Get 7 layers.
Yes.
Let me read that one of these days. Here it's a short read. Dante's Inferno.
I have not heard it being a short read.
No?
I don't think so. I have not read it either. I think we were supposed to do that in high school, and then something happened and we didn't do it.
I hate when that happens.
Not me, because I wasn't looking forward to it.
But it's about hell. That's where all the cool stuff happens.
Yeah, but it's also written in like old. Well, I shouldn't say old English, because I think it was written in Italian initially, so it would have been a translation. I don't know. Don't know. Never read it. Too long. Didn't read.
Yeah. Yeah, I've read some Shakespeare, and the language barrier is fun. Like, you get to learn how, you get to understand how to read Shakespeare language of the time, but then after a while, it's just like, God damn it, this is annoying. I know people didn't all speak like this at this time. Can't you just speak normal?
Yes. Amusing off topic, not related to horror, but there was an audiobook I wanted to listen to. It's by Marcus Aurelius. I can't remember the name of the book now, but it's something that he was well known for. I think it's called Meditations, but don't quote me on that. But the goofy thing is that I found an audiobook version that had it translated into like bro talk. God. Exactly. And I just laughed when I saw this description. So I was like, all right, I got to check this out. So I opened it up, and it is, you know, as described on the tin. And I listened to it for a couple of minutes. I'm like, I can't take this. I want to go find the quote unquote real thing. And so I did find the quote unquote real thing, and actually found out that it was very difficult to parse, because the language that was used was archaic. And I, for half a minute there, was tempted to go back to the Dubro version to actually listen to that version. And I think I get distracted and ended up not finishing either one of them. But, yeah. Anyway.
Doesn't sound like you missed out on much on either.
I don't know. I've heard that I think it's Meditations. I've heard it's like one of the top 10 most suggested books that everybody suggests, you know, checking out. It's like, it's up there with like... Art of War.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Thought I would go check it out. I still need to go see if I can find a decent interpretation of it that is parsable by human ears.
See if you can find a copy that's narrated by Danny McBride.
I'll pass on that.
Okay. Gilbert Godfrey. The works of Shakespeare read by Gilbert Godfrey.
I would probably like make
it on the fan show.
Well, did you? What was the? Was it 50 Shades of Grey that he read?
Oh Jesus! No.
Yeah. I think he did it for charity. I think he did it for charity.
My methods are unconventional. Gilbert Godfrey apparently read 50 Shades of Grey as an audiobook.
Oh my god,
yeah. No, pass on that. No.
Yeah, I'd probably make it long. I'd probably make it further in the Gilbert Godfrey reading than Danny McBride, though.
Probably, yeah.
At least
yeah.
for the humor yeah, part of it.
Fun fact on the topic of Marcus Aurelius, I named one of my, well, not really like after him, but when I was like coming up with the characters for pieces, I just, my brain went to like, is it Roman emperors? Because there's Marcus, Augustus, and Alexandra.
Oh, I didn't know that Alexandra or Lexa was one of the connections there.
Yep.
For those listening on the podcast, he's Lexa and Augustus and Marcus are characters in your webcomic.
Yes.
Although Augustus has not yet made an appearance, and neither has Marcus. Has he?
No. No, they both have in Meat. Not in the current volume that I'm running, Snares.
Ah, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, you had pretty much all of them except for, well, Meat, because it was his origin story. And Bait. Bait joins the clan way later on.
Now that you mentioned that, I forgot. Meat and Bait are very, what's the word I'm looking for? Not interchangeable or confusing to me. Like, I keep getting them mixed up, and I don't know if that's just me or if it's because they are similar.
They're similar. They're stories are interchangeable. Bait was actually born on the island with the cannibal clan. He's actually the offspring of Father and Claudia, whereas Meat was kidnapped. But they are both children, but also reluctant members of the family.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Get work on that.
Yes. Well, we're pushing 8:40, so we got about 20 minutes to the live stream on Discord. Anything else you want to chat about before we drop off of here and hop over there?
No. Tumbleweeds. No, I'm good. In fact, there's some tacos over there that are calling my name, so I'm going to munch on those and then hop over to the Discord.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. We will see you over on the Discord.
Yep.
Bye.
Deuces.